Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Amelia with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, native bushland in Tui Forest, a koala hotspot, could be bulldozed to house the Olympic Athletic Stadium. Bushland near the Queensland Sport and Athletic Centre will need to be cleared to allow athletes and spectators to arrive safely. Queensland Conservation Council Director David Copeman is calling on the government to do more to protect the koala hotspot.
Gender-diverse Queenslander will be able to choose an officer that reflects their own gender identity during police body searches under new legislation reforms. The bill, tabled in the Parliament on Thursday, will remove the requirements that a person on the same sex must carry out a search or an officer assured to have the same gender identity. It also allows people to request another gender for the search. The amendments aim to safeguard gender-diverse people and has been referred to the Safety and Legal Affairs Committee.
In national news, some of the 20,000 Australian gamblers signed up to the government's new self-exclusion register, BetStop, have still placed bets, uncovering a flaw in the verification process. The Australian Communications and Media Authority has contacted wagering providers, highlighting a series of concerning trends. Differences in information, including inconsistent names, provided to wagering groups and to the self-exclusion register, is thought to be the issue.
New South Wales has become the latest state to ban gay conversion therapy. A bill passed in the early hours of the morning criminalised practices that aims to change a person's sexual orientation and makes it illegal to remove someone from the state to undergo conversion therapy. The legislation will come into effect over the next 12 months.
In international news, Apple is facing legal action in the United States for uncompetitive practices. The tech giant has been slapped with a U.S. Justice Department lawsuit, alleging it has an illegal monopoly in smartphones, boxing out competitors and stifling innovation. The lawsuit, filed in New Jersey federal court, is accusing Apple of undermining other technologies that compete with its apps in a broad, sustained and illegal course of conduct.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. The UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.